Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Man Member by Avram Gold. Our Andrei Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Yudav. The first parak we've named Dehen. The Zichu Masechta Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom and Zichu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin Alav Hashalom. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara relates that Uncleus converted to Judaism and the Caesar sent Roman troops after him, but Uncleus drew them in with psukim until they themselves converted. The Caesar sent another troop warning them not to engage him in conversation. As they were taking him away, he observed to them that each rank of Roman dignitaries carries a torch for those who outrank them and asked them if a king would carry a torch before ordinary people. They said no, and he replied that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did carry a torch before his people when he went before them in a pillar of fire by night to give them light. These soldiers also converted. The Caesar sent a third troop and warned them not to say anything to him. As they were taking him away, he touched the mezuzah and asked them what it was. They asked him to explain, and he said that although a human king sits inside and his servants guard him from outside, but with Hashem, his servants sit inside and he guards them outside. These soldiers also converted, and the Caesar did not send others after him. Point number two, in the Mishnah Daf Ches Amud Aleph, Mer said, the king's birthday and the day of his death are idolatrous events, prohibiting business with them 3 days before. The Chachamim say it is only forbidden if they burned his personal items. The Gemara infers that Mer holds they worship idols on the anniversary of his death, regardless of whether his items were burned, because he holds the burning is not an idolatrous ritual, whereas the Chachamim hold, Sreifa Chukihi, burning his articles is an essential idolatrous ritual. Therefore, if there was no burning, we assume they do not worship idols that day. This is challenged from a Braisa teaching that we burn a Jewish king's personal articles upon his passing. If this was a pagan ritual, it would be forbidden under Ubuchukosehmo Selechu, and you shall not follow their rituals. Instead, the Gemara explains that this practice is not idolatrous, but a demonstration of Chashivusa, the king's prominence. The Chachamim hold that they only worshipped idols on a death that was significant enough that they burned his personal articles. And point number three, Shmuel describes another Roman festival. Every 70 years, they would bring a healthy person representing Esav and have him ride on top of a cripple representing Yaakov. The rider would wear the garments of Adam and Rishon and place the flayed skin of Rabbi Shmuel's face on his head. They hung a rare paz stone from his neck, weighing 200 zuz, and covered the streets with enoch, a precious stone. They called out before him, Tzach Kiri Plastar. The ruler's calculation is false, meaning Yaakov's nevu about the Geula, Achva de Marana Zayafana. The brother of our master Esav is a liar. Whoever sees this event today sees it, but whoever does not see it will not likely see it since it takes place once in 70 years. What benefit did the swindler gain from his swindling or a liar with his lying? They would conclude, Violet Dane Kad Yakum Dane. Woe to this one, Esav, when that one, Yaakov, arises. Rabashi said that the words actually imply their detriment because instead of clearly saying the liar, the brother of our master, they say the Marana Zayafana, which can be interpreted as Marana Gufe Zayafana, our master himself is a liar. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara relates that Uncleus converted to Judaism and the Caesar sent Roman troops after him, but Uncleus drew them in with psukim until they themselves converted. The Caesar sent another troop warning them not to engage him in conversation. As they were taking him away, he observed to them that each rank of Roman dignitaries carries a torch for those who outrank them and asked them if a king would carry a torch before ordinary people. They said no, and he replied that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did carry a torch before his people when he went before them in a pillar of fire by night to give them light. These soldiers also converted. The Caesar sent a third troop and warned them not to say anything to him. As they were taking him away, he touched the mezuzah and asked them what it was. They asked him to explain, and he said that although a human king sits inside and his servants guard him from outside, but with Hashem, his servants sit inside and he guards them outside. These soldiers also converted, and the Caesar did not send others after him. Point number two, in the Mishnah Daf Ches Amud Aleph, Mer said, the king's birthday and the day of his death are idolatrous events, prohibiting business with them 3 days before. The Chachamim say it is only forbidden if they burned his personal items. The Gemara infers that Mer holds they worship idols on the anniversary of his death, regardless of whether his items were burned, because he holds the burning is not an idolatrous ritual, whereas the Chachamim hold, Sreifa Chukihi, burning his articles is an essential idolatrous ritual. Therefore, if there was no burning, we assume they do not worship idols that day. This is challenged from a Braisa teaching that we burn a Jewish king's personal articles upon his passing. If this was a pagan ritual, it would be forbidden under Ubuchukosehmo Selechu, and you shall not follow their rituals. Instead, the Gemara explains that this practice is not idolatrous, but a demonstration of chashivusa, the king's prominence. The Chachamim hold that they only worshipped idols on a death that was significant enough that they burned his personal articles. And point number three, Shmuel describes another Roman festival. Every 70 years, they would bring a healthy person representing Esav and have him ride on top of a cripple representing Yaakov. The rider would wear the garments of Adam HaRishon and place the flayed skin of Rabbi Shmuel's face on his head. They hung a rare paz stone from his neck weighing 200 zuz and covered the streets with enoch, a precious stone. They called out before him, Tzach Kiri Plastar. The ruler's calculation is false, meaning Yaakov's nevu about the Geula, Achva de Marana Zayafana, the brother of our master Esav, is a liar. Whoever sees this event today sees it, but whoever does not see it will not likely see it since it takes place once in 70 years. What benefit did the swindler gain from his swindling or a liar with his lying? They would conclude, Vayled Dain kad Yaakov Dain. Woe to this one, Esav, when that one, Yaakov, arises. Rabashi said that the words actually imply their detriment because instead of clearly saying the liar, the brother of our master, they say the Marana Zayafana, which can be interpreted as Marana Gufe Zayafanahu, our master himself is a liar. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Yud Aleph, and our standard siman is stars based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The ger who had placed gold stars on the garments of Roman soldiers he converted while standing near a mezuzah next to where a king's garments were being burned on the day of his death refused to give a star to the healthy man who approached him while on the shoulders of a cripple. Once again, slow motion. The ger who had placed gold stars, that must be more on Daf Yud Aleph. The ger who had placed gold stars on the garments of Roman soldiers he converted while standing near a mezuzah, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that Uncas became a ger and kept converting the Roman troops sent after him. The Caesar sent a third troop and warned them not to say anything to him. As they were taking him away, he touched the mezuzah and asked them what it was. They asked him to explain, and he said that although a human king sits inside and his servants guard him from outside, but with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, his servants sit inside and he guards them outside. These soldiers also converted, and the Caesar did not send others after him. So the ger had placed gold stars on the garments of Roman soldiers he converted while standing near a mezuzah next to where a king's garments were being burned on the day of his death, which reminds us in the Mishnah Daf Ches Amud Aleph, Remer said that the king's birthday and the day of his death are idolatrous events, prohibiting business with them 3 days before. The Chachamim say it's only forbidden if they burned his personal items. The Gemara explains that this practice is not idolatrous, but a demonstration of chashivusa, the king's prominence. The Chachamim hold they only worshipped idols on a death that was significant enough that they burned his personal articles. So the ger who had placed gold stars on the garments of Roman soldiers he converted while standing near a mezuzah, next to where a king's garments were being burned on the day of his death, refused to give a star to the healthy man who approached him while on the shoulders of a cripple, which reminds us, the Gemara describes the Roman festival celebrating Esav's triumph over Yaakov. Every 70 years, they would bring a healthy person, representing Esav, and have him ride on top of a cripple, representing Yaakov. The rider would wear the garments of Adam and Rishon and place the flayed skin of Rabbi Shmuel's face on his head. The Gemara proceeds to describe what the Romans would call out to him. So once again, the ger would place gold stars on the garments of Roman soldiers he converted while standing near a mezuzah, next to where a king's garments were being burned on the day of his death, refused to give a star to the healthy man who approached him while on the shoulders of a cripple. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Dav Zayin. So the Siman Dav Zayin is a Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun for the Siman. So here goes. The gun shop owner. Gun? That must be more on Dav Zayin. Kli Zayin. The gun shop owner who gave insurance to print in green dye that were printed in bright red, which reminds us, in a Mishnah Baba Kama, Remer says, Hanosin semer l'tzava, if one gives wool to the dyer, l'tzbolo edom, u'tzva shachor, if he gave him wool to dye red for him, and he dyed it black, or vice versa, Remer says the dyer pays him the wool's original value because his deviation from his instructions is considered stealing the wool, so he acquires it with a physical change of coloring. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says the owner pays either the dyer's expenses or the wool's improvement, whichever is less. So the gun shop owner who gave in shirts to print in green dye that were printed in bright red was relieved he could claim his refund since it wasn't the day before Yom Eid, which reminds us, in the next mission, Rabbi Shmuel prohibits doing business for 3 days before and after an idolatrous festival. The Chachamim respond that only before the festival is prohibited, but not after. The Gemara asks that their opinion appears identical to the Tanakhama's on Dav Beis Amud Aleph, and four interpretations are given for the Machlokas, the fourth one being that although the latter Rabbanan agree the business is prohibited before a festival, they hold like Nachman Madi, who says, Eino Asr El Yom Echad Lifnei Eden, it's only prohibited to do business with idolaters one day before their festival, whereas the Tanakhama prohibits 3 days before. So, the gun shop owner who gave in shirts to print in green dye that were printed in bright red was relieved he could claim his refund since it wasn't the day before Yom Eid and had his son sing Hashem's praises before davening that next time they come out right. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes about the order of a person's davening. Should a person request his personal needs first and then daven, meaning Shmoneh Esrei, or first daven and then request his personal needs? Dav Ches, so the Simmer Dav Ches is Challah. So here goes. The Challah Baker, Challah, that must mean we're on Dav Ches. The Challah Baker who inserted his personal request in the bracha of Shomei Tefillah, which reminds us, the Chachamim disagree with both Tanaim recorded on the previous Dav, whether one should praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu before or after davening, and say, Shol Adam Tzrachah v'Shomei Tefillah, a person may ask for his needs during the bracha of Shomei Tefillah. Rav said that although a person may make any request during Shomei Tefillah, but if he wants to say at the end of each bracha a personal request similar to the topic of each bracha, he may. So the challah baker who inserted his personal request in the bracha of Shomei Tefillah, davened that the man with the world is coming to an end sign wouldn't come into a shop to buy something for his festival, which reminds us Adam Rishon thought the world was ending and then made a yunt when he realized that the days getting shorter or longer were minhag sha'olam. So the challah baker who inserted his personal request in the bracha of Shomei Tefillah, davened that the man with a world that's coming to an end sign wouldn't come into a shop to buy something for his festival, so he could deliver his custom challah shaped like a Roman soldier shaking hands with a Jew, baked to commemorate their shared victory over the Greeks, which reminds us the Gemara discusses Rome's alliance with the Jews to conquer the Greeks and the eventual subjugation of the Jews. Daf Tes, so the Simmer Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The antique dealer who found a star in an old teapot, that must be on Daf Tes. The antique dealer who found a star in an old teapot and added 20 years to calculate the date of the Churban, which reminds us, a brisa listed the various nations who ruled Eretz Yisrael during the second base of Mikdash, concluding that one can calculate dates based on how many years passed since the Churban. Rav Papa said that if a ton of teaching this brisa is unsure precisely how many years passed since the Churban, but presumably knows how many centuries passed, he should ask a scribe how many years he writes in the shtaros, which are dated from the Greek era, and add 20 years, thereby arriving at the correct number. So the antique dealer who found a star in an old teapot and added 20 years to calculate the date of the Churban was suspicious of the man who offered him a 2,000-year-old Torah-shaped teapot dated from the 52nd year of Avraham Avinu's life, which reminds us, the Gemara tells us that the world will exist for 6,000 years and that the 2,000 years of Torah begin when Avraham was 52 years old and he and Sarai began to convert others. The antique dealer who found a star in an old teapot and added 20 years to calculate the date of the Churban was suspicious of the man who offered him a 2,000-year-old Torah-shaped teapot dated from the 52nd year of Avraham Avinu's life and tested him by making him calculate which year of Shemitah was based on the Churban, which reminds us, Ravuna Breder of Yeshua said that if one who does not know which year of the Shemitah cycle he is in may calculate based on the Churban. Daf Yud, so the Simran Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. While the minion of Yidden, that must be on Daf Yud. While the minion of Yidden were reviewing the star for the shul they bought, which was dated according to the Greek era, which reminds us the Gemara brings proof that we date shtaros from the Greek era. So while the minion of Yidden were reviewing the star for the shul they bought, which was dated according to the Greek era, two members discovered a secret tunnel with emperor's clothes that opened into the rabbi's study, which reminds us the Gemara describes a special relationship between Rebbe and Antoninus and how Antoninus would visit Rebbe daily by going through a secret tunnel. So while the minion of Yidden were reviewing the star for the shul they bought, which was dated according to the Greek era, two members discovered a secret tunnel with emperor's clothes that opened into the rabbi's study, where a picture of Ketiah Bar Shalom was on the wall next to the rabbi's drasha titled Yesh Kona Olamo B'Shal Achatz, which reminds us, the Gemara tells us about Ketiah Bar Shalom, who was killed for defending the Jews, and Rebbe teaches us Yesh Kona Olamo B'Shal Achatz, there's one who acquires his world in 1 hour, V'Yesh Kona Olamo B'Kama Shanim, and one who acquires his world over many years. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we learn that one can ask for his personal needs in the bracha of Shomei Tefillah or add them to the individual brachas according to the topics? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number two, which stuff do we learn about the Roman festival celebrating Esav's triumph over Yaakov by having a healthy person ride on top of a cripple? That's on Daf you know of. Good. Number three. Which stuff do we learn that Nachum Amadi only prohibits doing business with going one day before their festival? That's on Dov. Zion. Good. Number four. Which stuff do we learn about Unko Sager and how he kept converting the Roman soldiers? That's on Dov. Yadav. Good.
Number five.
Which stuff does Gemara bring proof that we date Shtaros from the Greek era? That's on Dov.
Yud.
Good.
Number six.
Which stuff did we learn that the 2,000 years of Torah begin when Avraham Avinu was 52 years old? That's on Dov.
Tess.
Good.
Number seven.
Which stuff did we learn about Unko Sager and how he kept converting the Roman soldiers? That's on Dov.
Yadav.
Good.
Number eight.
Which stuff do we discuss if one did prohibited business from an idolater? Are the proceeds prohibited? That's on Dov.
Bav.
Good.
Number nine.
Which stuff do we learn that Dov and Klal Yisrael only did their deeds to serve as models of tshuva for a yachid and the rabim? That's on Dov.
Hey.
Good. Number ten. Which stuff do we learn about Ketiyah Bar Shalom being killed for defending the Jews? And we learn Yesh Kona Olamo B'Sha'achas. That's on Dov.
Yud.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.